Hi, I'm Neil Hogan, and welcome to the first travel cast. These casts will probably be referred to as jaunt casts, because so many other names have already been taken, but for the moment we'll go with travel cast. So my first travel cast is concerning my trip to the US. Well, the trip to Los Angeles was pretty uneventful. The plane was very noisy. I had a seat on the wing, near the wing, I should say, which I was told was best if you were going to get, you're likely to get airsick, and so you get to the center of gravity. Unfortunately, it was so noisy on the wing that I could barely hear the two Americans next to me, so we didn't really have much of a conversation. So apart from watching some, listening to the radio on the seats, connected to the seats, there wasn't really much to do besides eat and sleep. And eventually, after about 13 hours, got to Lax Airport, which was pretty uneventful. So after that journey, went from the hotel, had a wander around Los Angeles. The most interesting thing was getting used to the fact that tax was added after the price, and walking into a Hungry Jack's Kentucky Fried place and saying, I'll have that burger, and seeing 99 cents on the board or whatever it was, and then being charged $1.09 or $1.15 or whatever was after tax, and saying, what what do you mean? We add tax afterwards. Okay, because of course we don't have that in Australia. After that, of course, had a look in the post office and a few other things before, after a day, packing my bags and then heading off to the Grand Canyon, which is where I'm doing this message now. I'm on the train on the way to the Grand Canyon. The music you heard before was some music they played on the trains just after you wake up, and because I left at night, and so it was sunrise and it was quite quiet, and then suddenly the music comes on, and it's pretty good. I've taken the Amtrak train, and so it's pretty good. The cafeteria is okay, some interesting things to choose from there. The service is pretty good, people are quite friendly. One thing I was a bit unsure about was when I sat down, you couldn't actually reserve your seat. And so if other people wanted to have a seat, but they needed to put two people together, conductors would go along and say, oh, can you move and let these two people sit together? And I was thinking, I want this seat with my video camera so I can record out the window. And so I had the video camera sitting there to show that I was ready to record out the window. And so they just put a single person next to me, so I was quite happy about that. Anyway, arriving in Grand Canyon in just a few minutes. Arriving at Flagstaff Station. Well, here I am at Flagstaff Station. This is the first time I've ever seen snow, to be honest, because I live in Sydney most of my life. It's not usual to see snow unless you actually go to the Snowy Mountains or somewhere nearby. So, like the Blue Mountains, and then you're only seeing it in a difference, you're not actually touching it. So this is the first time I've actually stood on snow and seen snow, but it was several days after the snow, so most of the snow was hard and like ice, really. So, but still, first time for things, always. Oh, when I said that you can't actually touch it, no, you can touch it in the Snowy Mountains, and you can touch it in Thredbo, of course. What I meant was just the Blue Mountains, you're seeing it from a distance. So, yeah. But anyway, what really surprised me, speaking of the Blue Mountains, was the big sign up at Flagstaff Station saying that it is the sister city, or the Grand Canyon is a city, sister city to the Blue Mountains of Sydney, Australia. So, that was pretty good. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me for this podcast. In the next podcast, we will be exploring visiting the Grand Canyon via bus and via plane. And if you'd like to leave a message regarding this holiday, you can do so via my Skype address, which you can find at my website, neilhogan.com. So, I hope to hear from you soon.